Jeff.
Yes, I went when I was a child. My grandmother and my great aunt took us camping. I can't really remember much about it, but I've got really vivid memories of, like, of a sand shop where we got to do sand sculpting, and we'd pour different coloured sands into glass bottles, and that sand sculpture lived in my house for a very long time.
Are you excited to go?
Yeah, it'd be really good.
Well, I've been once as well, so I reckon I was about 10, 9 or 10. My dad used to sail in the Cowes Week sailing competition, so we spent a week in a caravan park in the Isle of Wight.
I think that's everyone's, like, memories of the Isle of Wight, is a caravan park in the Isle
definitely.
Of Wight.
I've always lived next to the sea, pretty much. Is there a river in Merthyr Tydfil?
Yeah, there's the Taff. The River Taff.
Yeah.
So we were down by the Taff, and then obviously we went to Cardiff quite a lot. So when we went to Cardiff, I can see the Isle of Wight. When we went to Cardiff, that's like right by the sea. That's a seaside town, and we used to go to Barrier Island. We used to go to Barrier Island, which is not an island. Weirdly, it's just a, you know, town.
So you're still growing up by the sea then?
Yeah. And like my great-grandmother and everything, they were all from Anglesey in North Wales. Mm.
You need to get off the train.
Your husband, I'd like to welcome aboard the White
Line. Memory. I don't know if it's where we saw the needles or not, but going to like a sweets factory, they made sweets.
We need to find that.
And I think the view from like the play area outside this kind of sweet place,
overlook
the needles, and that's when we saw the needles.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Right, where are we going?
Pub. Wow.
It's really pretty.
It's very pretty. I don't recognise it at all.
No.
At all.
I feel like I might have gone to Yarmouth, but...
That was a castle. There we are. Yarmouth Castle. So we come in by the castle. George Hotel. Huzzah! Anyway, can we get 2-day passes, please?
Are you a US card holder?
He's an US card holder, I'm not. Emporium.
Ooh.
And the sweet manufactory.
That's the one that
there
I remember.
There we go.
Oh, they've got a 4D cinema.
Oh no. This is what I was telling you about.
What was that?
This is what I was telling you about.
So what we've just found?
It's the sand shop.
The sand shop. So where have we just been?
We went to the sand shop, which is the bit that I remember from the Isle of Wight. That was something I remember vividly doing with my auntie Mal and my gran. And it was a real thing.
And was it everything that you remember?
Yeah, I literally walk in and I remember I could see auntie Mal standing there whilst I was doing my sand dimple.
So I remember going to this gift shop in Cyprus once, right? And I was obsessed with... Do you remember those kind of like plastic timers where it'd have two different coloured liquids? Turn it over and they'll slowly drip into each other?
Yes.
So one's like heavier than the other.
Yeah, and that was how he timed it.
Yeah. And I remember I dropped one of these in the shop. Because I was playing with them all. And Mum was like, don't play with the liquid timer thingies. And... and it cracked, and they made us pay for it, and I was bawling in tears and took this cracked thing home as it slowly leaked fluid.
Oh,
so you couldn't even use
it.
Yeah, I think we binned it in the end. I don't think we brought it home anyway.
So I have those memories, and again, maybe it's my kind of, it might be something that I found like made bigger. But yeah, I really,
it's nice that it sticks out in your head.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how small the memory is or big the memory is, but the fact that these things stick out for us as something special is really significant.
Yeah.
Because it's like a special moment with your dad or your gran or your great aunt or whoever it might be. It's really sweet.
Yeah. It's just, and you don't think that you'd be thinking about, you know, like South Wales on a bus in the Isle of Wight.
So we're on the ferry back to the mainland.
Yes.
We've been talking a lot about memories and kind of thinking back to holidays and stuff, as well as looking around at what we've seen on the Isle of Wight. So what's going to be your memory takeaway from our visit today?
David Attenborough impressions around the day. A very windy trip to look at the needles. And being there with you, it's kind of like, only our like second real trip away.
Yeah.
You don't really do it very often, because I come to visit you rather than, or you come back home. You don't really go away much.
Don't get much of a chance, do we?
No. So it's just nice, like an extra day trip with you.
As the couple leave the island, couple can see out the back window the island disappearing back into the fog, and as they look out their eyes fill with tears.
Okay, no they don't, but